I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
What you got for us this morning, Commish?
Good news for once about crime.
Okay.
It's just been a much better year than we're used to here as far as homicides, anyway. I think they reported 133 for the year.
Mm-hmm. How many?
133. Yep. According to what I heard yesterday. Unless it was a mistake, but it sounds like it was correct. It's 133 homicides. Lowest total in nearly 50 years since 1975. Huge increase of 31%. I just want to give people perspective. Like, we all talk about the city. It was historically violent. It was it's terrible. Even when I got it 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, I hit it in 2000. So I looked at the 1990s, and that was my benchmark for improvement. Every year in the 90s, I think they averaged 320 murders per year in the 90s. So it was well over 300 every year. I remember when I said, no, we're going to get below 300, because that was the magic number. And the media literally laughed in my face. They were holding back chuckles when I said that. I said, okay. End of that year, we had broken it. We were like 270-something, I think. We got we reduced it significantly from 320, 305. Then we, continued to go down. By the time I left, they were down to 250, and things go the right way. Then things kind of, went okay. Then when Fred Bielfeld took over, he had Tony Barksdale as his deputy. They continued. They broke 200. So they really, they loaded even further. So I always give, Fred and Tony, of course, the tip of the cap, because that was a great feat to break 200 for the city. Then they went way up under Harrison. You had this hands-off policy. The police weren't challenging anybody, weren't allowed to touch anybody, couldn't do police work, essentially. He had this zones plan that... when you're in a business, whatever you do for a living, if you work for BG&E or you're a chef or you're an attorney, you talk to somebody who's in your business and they say something, they have an idea, and you walk around, he has no idea what the hell he's doing. Like, that's how I was with Harrison. Because I was like, this is never going to work, and it didn't. We were approaching 400 murders a year. So for them to do this, and this is, and I'm saying Rich Worley did it by himself.
I was about to say, how much credit you give Worley?
But I give Worley a lot.
I like him.
Because they take the blame when things go wrong. And I think the magic here is, this is like the first time I can remember we've got the state's attorney and the police commissioner kind of both, hitting on all cylinders there. Mm-hmm. We're doing well. So, the police department now is doing better. I like Worley. I really had a hard time with the last guy, his predecessor. I really did. And that's a hard job. So I don't talk crap about police commissioners, because I think Kevin Davis was good. He was just, I think he was handed a bad hand because he took over right after the riots and demoralized the department. But I think Fred did a good job, as I said, and I think Worley's doing a good job. And now that the city is at this low, you got to give credit to these guys. I think the fact that Ivan Bates is a state's attorney makes a big difference, because we had an activist as an attorney, a state's attorney before that. Marilyn Moresby was, you know, reluctant to prosecute people for crimes that should be prosecuted. Wasn't reluctant to prosecute police officers for crimes that maybe didn't even occur. But anyway, we're now down to 133 homicides in 2025. I said the lowest total in nearly 50 years. That's a lot, man. That's a big – and that's where it kind of should be for cities this size. It should be lower, but for cities this size, it's getting there.
A question from the skeptics.
Yeah.
Is homicide a crime that can be recategorized for the sake of politics?
No.
Okay. No, I know the answer to that, but you know, you and I both know. You have skeptics, because there are crimes that can be recategorized.
I'll explain what Rob's talking about. What happens is, and we saw this with a former commissioner who shall not be named, and I didn't just mention him in those last compliments, but they were taking burglaries and making them vandalism, petty larceny. Mm-hmm. That's not the good. No. Someone breaks into your home and steals a pencil, it's a burglary. Yeah. And they did the same thing with robberies. They reclassified them as menacing and possession of a weapon. No, it's a robbery. And that's very disingenuous, because it's not what's happening. But homicides, it's a determination by the medical examiner, really, that cause of death was, you know, death by the hands of another human. I mean, there are things that can be fudged, but not in this number, because you'll have undetermined deaths that linger too long. We have an extraordinary number of those too in this city, like very high for some reason, where they don't determine the cause of death, even sometimes when it's obvious. But it's not to this number, and it's consistent throughout the year. So I'm pretty confident. This one and car theft are very hard to fudge, because the car's here or it's not.
I know, I know of a jurisdiction back in the 90s when the Grady Crime Bill came out. Mm-hmm. In order to get the maximum amount of police officers per capita for that jurisdiction, they literally did an incident report on everything.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Everything. Everything required an incident report to bring because they wanted to bring the numbers up.
Yep.
And for those of you who remember the Grady Crime Bill, that's when the government was giving grants for officers for jurisdiction. So this particular jurisdiction had police officers officers were going home after 10-hour shifts doing 20 incident reports.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not lying to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you had to do an incident report on everything.
Yeah, that's a good example. Well, and there's some cities that don't even report, like important cities like Detroit.
Right.
They wouldn't put their numbers in because it was so bad sometimes. Yeah, you can't do that. You got to report so we know where the country stands. But anyway.
And 20 wasn't a normal night, but there were times.
I get it. Yeah. But that's good news. I mean, carjacking is still out of control, and there's a lot of youth crime and things like that, and there's a whole lot of juvenile crime in this city. And it still doesn't feel particularly safe in some areas because, you know, there's still just bad behavior. You saw the guy. Did you see the photo of the guy breaking the mirrors off the car and starting fires in Little Italy?
Yep.
That was crazy. He was lighting people's doors on fire and dumpsters. And,
like, what is wrong with you, man?
Yeah. I mean, if you remember your deadly physical force training, arson was one of them.
Yes.
You try to burn somebody's house down, they can kill you.
Yeah.
Like, that's justifiable, man. I was shocked. And he's all on video. He's walking down a block, he raised and do it, you know, like a scissor kick, a drop kick on everybody's side view mirror and knocked all the mirrors off the cars and was lighting doors on fire. I'm like, the hell kind of place is this? Like, but anyway, so how do you feel about this? You skeptical or you happy?
I'm not skeptical at all. Like I said, there are certain crimes that I would be skeptical of. I would look at other categories
robbery,
and see where you're moving.
Sure. Yeah.
But homicide is a homicide, dude. Mm-hmm. And bottom line, people who watch the news have told me that they see fewer, they saw fewer, less activity on that side throughout the year. I don't watch the news, but I have a lot of people in my circle who do all the time.
And I'm happy because this is a real number. I love when the public gets bamboozled by police agencies when they start with clearance. Our clearance rate, it gives a rat's ass about your clearance rate, because that's like detective's math. Because just so people understand, you know, today's January 9th, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you had, you know, 50 open cases in 2025 and they all clear this week, that goes into this year's clearance rate. So you could have like, you know, 25 murders and 50 clearances, you know, you had a 200% clearance rate. So that's not the way it works. Pay attention. A good year for them. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Commish. 410-583-1057 is the number. Recap the college football semifinals last night and take a preview at the look at tonight's. We'll do that at 9 o'clock but on the other side. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com on the Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8:16 in the AM. That sounds like the opening theme for some kind of mid to late 80s movie. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. MLB free agents still out there. Baltimore Orioles have been quiet for the past, what, week plus. Hopefully we'll get something signed soon. Because, man, I'm ready. I'm ready for some good Oriole news leading into spring training. Someone said it yesterday. I can't remember who it was. You don't want to wait to spring training before you start signing a pitcher. That normally doesn't work out well.
No. I am kind of excited. Spring training is like 40-something days away.
It's a long time.
It's not a long time. It's going to be here in a blink of an eye.
Long, long time.
By the time the Super Bowl ends, next week will be at spring training.
Yeah, like always right around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joining us right now for the Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Jacob Calvin-Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Doing all well. Right. We're very disappointed that you did not break the John Harbaugh firing. Do better next time.
Yeah, that's certainly something that I was capable of breaking. So I'll definitely do better next time.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles haven't had any breaking news lately, but do you think the next piece will be that another arm for the rotation, or will we see a smaller piece, a utility player, being the next signing?
My guess, I still think everybody believes that both they're in the market for one of these top starters that are remaining and that they really need to get one. And then I think if they do land one of those guys, mm-hmm. there are a couple of smaller moves, maybe a left-handed reliever. There are still a couple of those on the market. And then maybe a couple bench players, like a utility infielder. You know, what's funny, I was looking yesterday at their projected payroll, and it's in the $150 million range, which for this Orioles team, especially in recent years, is a pretty healthy number, except that it's lower than what the payroll was last season. And I'm not saying that it's impossible that their payroll in 26 could be lower than it was in 25, but I think everybody would be pretty shocked by that. And so I would be pretty surprised if there's not another significant move for a starting pitcher coming down the pike. The question is, are they able to land Suarez or Valdez, or do they have to go out and trade for somebody again?
Hmm. Keep hearing those names. I'm hoping. Still hoping. What do you think about the Shane Baz acquisition?
Yeah, actually, when I first saw it, I think my reaction was similar to everybody's, which was, wow, that's a lot to give up for a pitcher that my assumption of him being on another team when I had seen him pitch and just seen his surface level numbers was, it's a lot to give up for just an okay pitcher. Mm-hmm. And then the more that I kind of dug into it, the more that I liked it, right? Not to talk as a lot of these, kind of sabermetric front office type people do, but at the end of the day, this is just a series of bets that you're making at the blackjack table or whatever game you like. And so Shane Baz is a really good bet because he's got multiple years of team control. He's a former first round pick. He clearly has the stuff. His velocity has increased since he got Tommy John surgery a couple years ago. There's clearly stuff there that they like with his stuff that they can tweak and get the most out of him. His numbers were much better away from where Tampa played last season, which was a minor league
stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot to like there in terms of, if you just think of it as a one for one replacement of Grayson, and Grayson, you got rid of somebody that has clear upside, but his floor is zero innings pitch because we literally saw that last season, whereas Shane Baz threw 160 innings last season. So he has a higher floor and just as high, if not higher, of a ceiling.
Yeah. Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Keegan Aiken, Kyle Bradish, neither signed their arbitration. We expected a hearing, or we expect, because right now that's the deadline. What kind of money do we expect these guys to get?
Yeah. This stuff is always weird with arbitration. I think both sides, the hope obviously is to avoid a hearing. Those are never fun and they can always sort of go south. Keegan Aiken is somebody that's in his last year of arbitration, I believe. You know, he's a good reliever, but not a great reliever. And so if they took him to a hearing, that wouldn't be the most surprising thing. But, I would not love the optics of taking Kyle Bradish, who's your best starting pitcher, somebody that you in theory would like to be in Baltimore for a long time, and taking him to arbitration in what is, I believe, his first year in this process, maybe his second year. You would hope that they would be able to settle and find a number in the middle of those two that they filed ahead of a hearing.
What about the acquisition of the big bats? You get Ward. That surprised me. They picked him up right away. And then you get Pete Alonso, which was one of the biggest names out there. How much pressure does that take off the young core of, like, Westberg and Gunner and Adley and all these guys here, Basayo? Like, when you pick up a veteran, it's like 80 home runs between them in a season.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to answer the question about how much pressure does it take off. It might be better questions that we can ask them when we get to spring training. But I think if you just think of the group collectively, the so-called young core, it certainly takes pressure off them. They are no longer solely in charge of carrying this team and the lineup, right? If you have two guys that are, you can basically just pencil in for 30 homers, especially Alonso, who's one of the best right-handed hitters in Major League Baseball. And then Taylor Ward, the thing I like is he brings a very different type of hitter to the lineup, somebody that is ultra patient, somebody that has the pop to hit four, but also has the plate discipline and the patience to hit leadoff if they want to put him there. And so it gives them some lineup flexibility as well. And so I think most people went into the offseason, and I was one of these people that said, hey, you really need to focus on starting pitching. And maybe that turns out to be the case if they don't sign anybody else and they just go into the season with what they have and it doesn't go well because of the starting pitching, then maybe people will say that was right. But in hindsight, I look at this and go, man, it's really good that they did go out and get those two bats, because even though I did like their position player core, and I think at the end of the day, if this thing succeeds, you know, AKA the Orioles in this World Series window, if it succeeds, it will be on the back of the young core, but that doesn't mean that they need to carry everything. It doesn't mean that they need to do everything. And so I think that's why those acquisitions were especially important.
Take a Calvin Meyer. I got a feeling Orioles going to be signing someone big. How can folks follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at @jcalvinmeyer. And if you want any advice or any looks at bets between the Vikings and the Lions, Rob and I made a bet early in the football season that both of us ended up losing, essentially.
Yeah, because they tied, right?
They tied. It was actually a terrible bet for me because I said that the Vikings would have a better record than the Lions. And it didn't look so good until the Lions collapsed late in the season. So
I forgot all about that till you just brought it up. All right, man. I can't wait for spring training. Thanks a lot.
Yep. See you guys. Thanks.
See ya. All right. 410-583-1057 is the number. I forgot about that bet. Todd Monken appears on the Ryan Ripken show, opens up about his relationship with his quarterback and the football team in general. We'll talk about that at 9:15, but on the other side, Miami will make a decision on their GM position soon, and that move could signal where John Harbaugh lands. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I think that we can make a lot of conclusions based on who they hire
that
general manager spot. If it is Chad Alexander, our eyes directly go to John Harbaugh. If it is one of the others, then a lot more connections and dots will have to be connected there.
That's Jeff Darlington from ESPN. That's on Miami's GM hiring. And this could be... All roads could point to what John Harbaugh is going to do. What's the young man's name, Joe? The Baltimore guy who is a candidate for that job. I can't think of his name right
now. Ad Alexander.
What is it?
Ad Alexander.
Ad Alexander. If he gets that Miami job, and there's a huge chance that John Harbaugh could go to the Dolphins. Now, this is what I think. This is what I think. And Ad, you've seen this in the business world. We're going to hire you, Ad. We're not going to announce it until we put other pieces in place. Ad comes in and says, I don't want McDaniel as my coach. Okay, we'll fire him. We'll do a preemptive strike to fire him now. And when we announce it, you can then announce you're hiring John Harbaugh. In the interim, why don't you pick up the phone and call Harbaugh and test his temperature? Mm-hmm. That could be going on behind the scenes now.
Yeah, I find it very curious that it's reported the night before that there's interest from Miami and John Harbaugh, and I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. They have a coach. Why would they do that? But and the next morning, they don't have a coach. They let McDaniel go. It was really interesting. I just wonder if there was some kind of what would you do if we were offered this job? Were you interested?
Mm-hmm.
And then they clear the way. Because I think McDaniel had to go anyway.
You've been there before. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if we offered you this job?
Yeah.
Would you be interested?
What would you say?
It's been done in the radio world, but it's definitely done in the coaching world. What would you say?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
I mean, that's actually how I got the Maryland State Police job.
Early?
We were having... having lunch over how I was going to help the city when he became governor. He said, you can't abandon Baltimore. I said, I would never do that. I said, this is what he was asked what the state police could do for the city. And I gave him ideas of how the MSP could help BPD police Baltimore better and make it safer with using troopers. And I said, yeah, that's what I'd like to see because I was commissioner. He said, what if you were running the state police? I said, I would help the city. And that's how that happened.
And they had a superintendent at the time?
No. Well, yes, but he was on. He was not going to stay.
You bastard!
Yeah,
he was. I'll take his job.
Yeah, but he wasn't you. Staying. Well, we say he wasn't staying anyway. There was a change of political regime.
So, oh yeah, you know what? That does. Yeah,
it was totally different. Yeah,
absolutely.
He was out anyway. Yeah, there was no way. They don't do that.
Brandon in Boston. What up, Brandon?
Hey guys. I'm glad Harbaugh's gone. I was thinking about, the coach they should hire. And I was thinking about, I wouldn't mind if they got Minter. But I'm thinking, right, if they do, the OC they might bring in might be something like Greg Roman. What do you call it? Maybe it's Jim, but it's going to be from that tree probably, right? And we've already dealt with Greg Roman. And I was thinking, like, if they get Flores, right, they're going to probably get someone from the Kevin O'Connell system. And I think Flores will come in, be a defensive coach, restore the defense. And he might do good for Lamar. And I wouldn't mind if they got Mike McDaniels as the OC or, like, Cliff or Dayball.
Hey, man, let me go back. Let's go back for a second. Why would you think if they hired Mentor, they may run Greg Roman's offense? Mentor's background is Michigan. He was here as a DB's coach. But his background is Michigan, Vanderbilt. Why would you think they would incorporate Greg Roman's offense?
Because
he's not a Greg Roman disciple. He's more of a John Harbaugh disciple.
Yeah,
he's not.
True, but isn't he? Go ahead, my fault. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he has nothing to do with Greg Roman. He's from John Harbaugh's tree. So I don't see him doing that. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and get Cedric. What's up, Cedric?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, man? What's going on with you?
I'm sorry, man. First time caller. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing well. Welcome to the show.
Good. Welcome. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the coaching decision as far as, like, I'm a Flores guy, but whoever we bring in, whether offense or defensive-minded guy, I know that's kind of debate right now, it's going to have to be a balance. Like, to beat the Spagnuolos and the Andy Reid, to beat the McVays and his guy, it's going to absolutely have to be a balance. And talented people are going to get plucked. McDonald is a defensive guy, and he went out and got an offensive guy to balance, you know, Darnold. So whoever we get, it's just going to have to be a balance. You got to be good on both sides of the ball to win a Super Bowl. Thanks, guys. Please,
thank you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Tommy in Catonsville wants to talk about Hobbs going to Miami.
Hey, how's it going, Rob?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Pretty good, thank you. Just had a quick question in regards to Harbaugh going to Miami. If that is the case, you know, Lamar's always speculated Miami when he hits free agency because that's where he's from. You think he would follow Harbaugh and the guy going down to GM in Miami?
So you want to do a Willie Beeman? Willie Beeman, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Al Pacino leaves and takes Willie with him?
I don't think.
Oh my God! Why are we so doomed?
I mean, he can't do that.
We're so doomed. He means once free agency.
When's that?
Couple of years.
Yeah, come on.
If he doesn't extend, we're so doomed here, man. By the way, note outside of football, our boy Tito Ward signed his arbitration deal, $12.117 million. And Trevor Rogers signs his arbitration deal. He only got 6.2. Yeah. Only got 6.2. And speaking of baseball, Joe, I want to give my shovel to Mike from Baltimore. He sent me his text. I'm against the Shane Boz pickup because he has a funky-looking blonde mustache.
Is that it?
That's the reason. You got a shovel, bro.
That's as bad as it, like Lamar because of his hair. It's like, it's the same thing.
Let's go to East Baltimore and get Billy. Billy!
What it do, fellas?
Not much, man. How you doing, man?
Man, just try to enjoy this weekend with the playoffs, man. That my team sitting on the sideline.
You know that. Who you pulling for this with your team sitting on the sideline?
Man, I guess I'm going to have to go with Seattle, man. Seattle going to have to do it.
Okay.
But what I call for, can you think it'd be possible for us had an all-star coaching staff?
Like, define that. Who do you want?
The head coach can be Robert Saleh.
Okay.
The offensive coach is McDaniels.
Okay.
And the defensive coach is Brian Flores.
Why would Brian Flores leave? I don't think you could do that because he already has a job in Minnesota. You would have to make him like assistant head coach or something.
Yeah.
They ain't going to let him go for that.
Yeah. You would have to give him some kind of fake promotion in order to do that. I like it. But I don't think you can pluck him from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Catonsville, John. What's up, John?
What's up, guys?
Not much, man.
I just find it interesting that I guess we, the fans, Shanahan disciple.
Say what? Say it again. You cut in and out. Say it again, man. John.
I think it's funny that all like the callers want these like Shanahan disciples and think that that's going to work in the AFC North. But we've found out over the years is when you play bully ball against a Shanahan team, it kind of crumbles. I know it's the trend and it's fancy and pretty, but I think we need to think outside the box a little bit. I'm not sure who that is, but I think we have a tough decision to make, especially after listening to Monken's press conference on the Ryan Ripken show.
Kyle Shanahan has gotten to two Super Bowls. Who's played bully ball against him and it's crumbled?
You go back to 23, whenever a tough defense played against the Kyle Shanahan team,
who?
It never kind of worked.
Who? He got the two Super Bowls. Yeah. Who are you talking about?
23, we played against the Niners.
You're talking about the Ravens, a more talented team. No, so if the Ravens get a Kyle Shanahan disciple, it won't be successful because the Ravens beat the 49ers. That doesn't make sense for a coach that got the two Super Bowls. That doesn't make sense to me. He got the two Super Bowls. You said because one team bullied him and beat him, it doesn't work? Does that make sense?
Made no sense whatsoever.
You've also got McVay. From a larger standpoint, Sean McVay is a Mike Shanahan disciple.
Right.
He won a Super Bowl against an AFC North team.
But he's talking about Shanahan.
McVay is a Shanahan disciple.
Yeah, you're right.
The highest of Shanahans.
Exactly. Because the Ravens bullied the 49ers. That system doesn't work with a team that got the two Super Bowls.
And they lost one of those Super Bowls in overtime.
That's right. They lost another one because your quarterback couldn't make a throw.
He couldn't make the throw, yeah.
One throw he couldn't make. Nah, come on, man. The Ravens beat him, so it's not going to work. NFL wildcard preview at 9:30. But on the other side, do you think the 2025 season put any heat on Eric DaCosta? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That makes you want to crack one open because it's Friday, baby.
Yeah.
Diet Coke, that is. I got Diet Coke all over my desk now. Oh, Michael Jackson, PYT. Someone's asked me, why is Michael Jackson, PYT, your favorite Michael Jackson song? It just makes me feel good, man. There's something about the beat. It makes me feel good. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Do you think Eric DaCosta is now, maybe some heat is on him, all eyes on him now, Ed?
Yeah, I'm sure. There's got to be people looking at him from the very top saying, okay, I made a coaching change. Offensive line's weak. I mean, the problem is that DaCosta, the people he has drafted and acquired seem to be real wins.
They produced.
I mean, they produced. How do you get rid of the GM? It's a different role altogether.
Someone asked about the how many offensive linemen have gone to the Pro Bowl. They did have one.
Lindebaum went, yeah.
And didn't Ronnie Stanley go last year?
Yeah, and again, what does that mean? You know who didn't go to the Pro Bowl? Lamar Jackson. He had a good season. It's an arbitrary thing. Like, you think Lamar's not one of the best quarterbacks in football? He's not successful? If you go by that caller's theory, well, did your quarterback go to the Pro Bowl? No. That's crazy. Derrick Henry was like what do they call the bench there for the Pro Bowl? He had a great season.
The backup?
Yeah, I guess. It's like, it was Ricard. A Lindemann, Ricard, Stout. Off the top of my head.
Stout went. Zay went, right? Didn't Zay go?
Zay went. Yeah. Ricard, Stout, Zay, Lindemann. Oh, and Roquan, I think.
And Hamilton,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, I stand corrected. Billy in East Baltimore, if you're listening, Brian Flores is a free agent. His contract is up with the Minnesota Vikings. So if the Ravens did want to hire him as the DC, they would be able to without having to give him a full promotion. He is a free agent. I stand corrected. Mm. I had my buddies Terrence and Purnell both text me, and then I researched it after that, and they are right. They are correct. This is one thing also, though. Ed, to your point about Brian Flores.
Yeah.
His discrimination case with the NFL is still ongoing. It's still open. It's not closed.
Yeah.
So that's to your point about the whole.
I just don't see it. And I know people are going to misunderstand this, saying I think he's a bad guy. He sued them. He shouldn't get a job. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just from a person who lives in the real world and has suffered greatly from stuff like this. It doesn't make. They're not going to hire with a pending lawsuit against the league.
If you are suing Odyssey Baltimore, Odyssey Pittsburgh is not hiring you.
Correct.
Right. It's all Odyssey.
Yeah. Yep.
He's suing the NFL based on what happened in Miami. Well, all those other teams are still NFL.
Yeah. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I just don't see it right now with an ongoing lawsuit against the league.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing well, man. You called up about Boz, Shane Boz?
You little snitch, man. And Robin's a snitch. Hey, I think, you know, of course, DaCosta's under a little bit of pressure because, you know, the offensive line and defensive line and you know, the Mike Green thing, he's just a rookie, so we'll see how that pans out, but he's definitely got to do something about an edge rusher, man. And now a secondary, too. And so I think he's going to be under some pressure, man.
Hey, you missed Kiki Scott's 2,000-point presentation the other night.
What was that?
That was Tuesday night at home. She's the first player, boy or girl, in school history to go over 2,000. Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought you got to tell me about your schedule, man.
My bad. We were at McDonough. We're at McDonough tomorrow at 4:30 okay. against Poly for public versus private.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I'll be that one.
It's an all day affair. All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, first Kiki Scott, first basketball player, boy or girl, to eclipse 2,000 points in her career.
Really?
At Rosedale.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, she's awesome. Headed to Rhode Island next year on the full ride. Awesome kid, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think Jayla Spella's going to eclipse 1,000 points, even though she missed a year last year. She may eclipse 1,000. Big weekend and a lot of sports, college football playoffs, wild card round in the NFL. Lots going on. I'm loving it. On the other side, we're going to take a look at that college football playoff. The game last night, the semifinal, Miami, Ole Miss. And tonight, we'll preview Indiana, Oregon on the Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,